Good morning. Let us go before the Lord. Dear God, I thank you that you are the God of renewing the sunset, the sunrise, renewing us of your constant intervention and continue to refresh our life. Thank you, God, for the news. Thank you, God, for being who you are all by yourself. Thank you for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their vision for the Mountains Home. We praise for every prayer warrior and guest that joined us this morning and thought about Mount Robert to be with us. We pray, God, for the Diaz de Leon family for honest life, to help everyone to stay healthy and share the opportunity with everyone. We thank you for Mother for Joseph this morning, Mother Oliver, who will be 104 on the 30th of this month, Mother Blackwell, Mother Scott, Mother Annette. We pray for the sick and shut in. Visit the nursing home, Lord, the hospital this morning. They need you. Pray for every bereaving family, Lord. Comfort them like you never comforted before. The simple healing of power of human touch goes a long ways. To remind us, Lord, hurting people of our care and concern. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Minister Cynthia, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good morning to you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that awesome tag, Word of God Wednesday. We know that everything going down but the Word of God. So God bless you, and thanks again to Kaylin for ushering us in with that praise and worship on today. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like our God? My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call this morning. I ask the Lord to bless each person on this line in a very special way. This call got started in October 2010 by the awesome co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can visit at any time that you would like. That website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for the year is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, maybe lead worship or share a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artist International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now Artist Life that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of our wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617-POUND. That's 712-770-4005. PIN 294-617-POUND. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Awareness Wednesday with the dynamic duo, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan are hosting that call, and today's topic is cancer. This should be an awesome call, so asking you all to jump on that call after this call. Well, we know that our artist family is going to Puerto Vallarta, so we want to keep them in our prayers for a safe, fun, tropical trip and wishing them all the fun in the world. Also want to say happy birthday or happy anniversary to anyone that has a date in October. God bless you. And then I heard Sister Oliver will be turning 104 at the end of this month, so she deserves 104 happy birthday wishes to her. Also would like to read to you where our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is presenting through the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, a special ordination service, and the candidates for ordination to become prophets is Pastor Lisa Lampkin and our very own Minister Kai Brown. That will be held October 26, 2019 at 2 o'clock p.m. at Mount Corinth Missionary Baptist Church. That's 806 7th Street in Hempstead, Texas, 77445, where Dr. Clarence Talley Sr. is the pastor, asking that you all keep this service, this special service, in your prayers daily. And also, if you would like to participate and go and be a part of that awesome service, that you can get with Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon on that. So at this time, I would like to read a little bio of our speaker, and her bio is very extensive and very awesome to read. So just encourage you all to go to our website to finish reading. But known to many as Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon was successful in a 12-year career as an industrial engineer in the corporate America. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her call into ministry. She then enrolled at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in January 1990 and was ordained in January 1995. She is the founder and director of Van Networks. Dr. Vanessa completed her mathematics BA and industrial engineer technology degrees from Spelman College and Southern Technical Institute. She later received her Master's of Christian Education, Master's of Divinity from Oral Roberts University. Dr. Vanessa was nominated to Who's Who among American colleges and universities. She completed her Doctorate of Religious Philosophy from Tabernacle Bible College and Seminary. She was featured as an expert on radio and television. She had a 30-minute radio and internet broadcast program, Speaking the Truth in Love. Dr. Vanessa founded and served as senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. She presently serves as one of the associate ministers at Mount Corinth Baptist Church, where Dr. Clarence Talley Sr. is the senior pastor in Hempstead, Texas. She travels internationally ministering the prophetic word of God. She teaches Bible study, and she is the co-founder of This the Master's Call and the inspirational and motivational calls that she oversees daily. We thank God for this mighty woman of God who strives to help equip the saints to becoming the most effective witness in our Lord Jesus Christ. We love you to life. Pastor Vanessa, are you out there? Can you come and give us the word of God today?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Keisha. Thank you so much. Humbled by your kind introduction. Thank you for all that you do. We appreciate you and love you. And tell Mark we said hi and send our love to him and to your beautiful daughter, Minister Psalmist Kaylin. Thank you so much for truly ushering us in to the presence of the Lord this morning. I always remind people there are many, 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 many singers who are talented. But boy, when you cross that threshold and are anointed, that's not plenty of room, and you definitely are an anointed psalmist. So thank you for sharing that talent and that anointing with us this morning. Thank you to the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox for greeting and seating our Artist Life family. A big thanks of recognition to my co-labor, my co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Pat Now in Mississippi this morning. So love and appreciate you. And warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you who have joined us on the Master's Call. We are so grateful, so humbled, and I mean humbled. When I sit back and think, October 25th, we will have our nine-year anniversary, 9 years, each and every weekday morning. Can honestly say we've never missed one, whether it be a holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, that we've been here as laborers in the vineyard to have a safe place where God's word, presence, and power prevail. And we thank God that so many of you all have been with us through the journey. I want to add a birthday in there, Miss Keisha. My mother will turn 96 years young on October 15th. And when people always ask me, how is she doing? Which, of course, I got asked 20 times plus last night at our national night out. I always remind them her mind and her mouth are just fine. So I thank God for the matriarch of our family. Well, there is a word from the Lord this morning. Don't plan to be before you long. When you watch the news, when you just sit and think and reflect, we are in the midst of some extremely turbulent times. And I wanted to remind us this morning, we are not people without hope. There's a difference in how we face catastrophe. There's a difference in how we deal with the calamities of life. There's a difference in how we see through the perspective of things with the eyes of faith. So this morning, I want to remind us of a message I looked at that I preached the first time way back in 2008, and it is still just as prevalent, and I love how God evolves messages over the years and tweaks them, and when you live a little longer and had a little bit more life since those 11 years have passed, you continue prayerfully to mature. I want to talk this morning on I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm. I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm, no matter what. I'm keeping my peace. Hold on to your peace. Folks try to disturb and rob us of our peace. I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm, no matter what. Our text scripture comes from a very familiar passage in the fourth chapter of Mark. Mark, that often referred to as a roving reporter in the book of Mark, you find more item action of giving line by line like a news report of how things unfold in any of the other synoptic gospels. And in that fourth chapter of Mark, verses 35 through 41, we know all about the storm and how Jesus was asleep and the disciples couldn't understand it, and that famous statement that he just said, peace, when he spoke to the winds and the waves and said, peace be still. In our lives, when the fiery darts of the enemy are hurled at us, coming in lightning fast speed, we have to open up our mouths and speak to our own selves, peace be still. See, as God's children, he promises us his shalom peace, that Isaiah 26:3 kind of peace, the peace that surpasses all of our understanding. Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines peace as freedom from mental agitation or anxiety. Freedom from mental agitation or anxiety. This morning I want to go over five keys to keeping our peace. Five keys to keeping our peace. The first key is get into position. Gotta be where God's blessings are. Gotta be under the ark of God's safety. Got to be in the middle of that blood hedge of protection. See, in our text today in Mark 4, Jesus said, let us pass over to the other side. Getting in position with God will often require us to move, that four-letter word, not a cuss word, move. We will have to go places and associate with new people. Often getting in position with God will often require us to change. Yes, that five-letter word that God's grace is on it, change. We will have to do things differently. To be in obedience with God, it will often require us to explore new places and things we have never done before. If God's telling you to do something, your response cannot just be, well, we've never done it like that before. I've never heard that before, where you're quick to remind God that his mercies are new every morning, and God is often doing a new thing in us. With artists, we're learning about this now over 30-year-old company, and we're having to get out of our comfort zone and going to be around more like-minded people and get important information and learn it differently than we may have learned it before. If somebody came and walked in the room with a cassette player, probably kids under 20 would say, "What is that?" They don't even know. Most of us grew up with phones on the wall. Most kids would look at a wall phone, you know, the little princess model, and say, "What is that?" Verse 36 says, we have to go where we need to go. And as leaders, others are following us, trusting us to lead us, show us what we need to know and what we need to do. We all must get in position. In other words, posture for success. Get in the position is one of the first keys into keeping your peace. Get yourself aligned in the position and with the posture that God's word instructs us to do. Second key to keeping our peace is get a godly perspective. To keep our peace, we can't be moved by all the bad news that we hear, CNN, constantly negative news about the economy, about just the issues of life. We have to see things like God sees them. In verse 37 of that fourth chapter of Mark, when the winds of adversity blow, and they will, and the winds of discouragement keep spilling over into our ships of life, and they will. We have to see it with eyes of faith, that it's an opportunity to allow our God to show up and show out. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us, reminds us, instructs us that we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, when I first heard that with my little left brain, mathematical, analytical brain, I was having trouble. I'll admit to y'all, I was having trouble processing that. What do you mean? God, I need to reason it. You know, we get stuck, especially in this Western lifestyle, where if we can 5 cents it, smell it, taste it, hear it, feel it, see it, we don't want to do it. That's not faith. And when you're going to operate in the peace of God, we have to choose to have a perspective of seeing it with the eyes of faith. Be the eagle that you are and soar above the clouds and get an aerial view, get a bigger view, look at the whole picture, and always remember God is still in charge. It's a whole bunch bigger than just us four and no more. It's a whole more bigger project, plan that God has. Step back, sit back, take a breath, and be reminded, I got my spiritual safety belt on, God. Give me your perspective. Give me your eyes to see. Help me understand. It may look toe up from the floor. Yeah, out of this mess, I know you're going to make a message, and I'm going to keep the perspective of faith. All this morning, we're talking about I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm, no matter what. All of us get some news that shake us to the core. All of us hear some things that it just grieves our spirit. And we've got to choose to hold on to our peace. That third key to keeping our peace. Decide that you will persevere no matter what. Oh, remember corporate America when I say power drilled this into me if I didn't have it before I got there. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. If Jesus told you to go to the other side, like in our text, the only way you won't make it is if you or I quit. So keep pushing, keep pressing, keep pouring out to others. We must get the the mindset of a warrior, to fight the good fight of faith. From 1 Timothy 6:12. I first wrote that, I said, how's a fight good? Well, it's good because we win. It's good because you read the back of the book in that Revelation's 12th chapter, that 11th verse reminds us that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. When we decree, when we declare, when we activate the atmosphere with saying that we are winners, Jehovah Nisi, the banner of victory is ours. See yourself as a winner. See yourself victorious. See with those eyes of faith yourself climbing up the mountain on your way over the top. See yourself overcoming every challenge, every obstacle, every roadblock. Choose to believe that you will get to your Omega. Every vision, every dream, every prophetic word that's spoken to us, we're standing at an Alpha. And with the eyes of faith, you got to see that Omega. You got to see that end. You got to see it built. Everything started with an idea. What the clothes you're wearing, the bed you've laid in last night, the chair you sit in, the car you drive, it started as an idea. Someone was standing at an Alpha and with the eyes of faith and Omega. So when God shows you something and it blows our little peanut brains, we got to trust with the eyes of faith and see it already done. I'm giving you the word now. Yes, motivational speakers tell you to have the law of attraction, but the word of God says in Romans 4:17, call those things that be not as though they were. So we are halfway through this time of understanding, though through even this time with artists, when you're fighting to get to that next rank or the next goal, you got to persevere. You got to catch your second wind. You got to review your goals. See yourself making the goals you set for yourself. This is a new month. Oh, we just entered the last quarter of the year. Come on, like you're coming around the curve, ready for the home stretch. See yourself as the winner. Like Jesus in verse 39, he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Speak to yourself and rebuke that spirit of fear. Rebuke the spirit of doubt. Rebuke the spirit of procrastination. Enhance the peace of God. Settle your emotions. Tell those hormones to quit hollering. And let the voice of God clearly be heard. Oh, fourth key to keeping your peace. Keep your praise. Praise God no matter what, especially when you don't feel like it. Let your praise give you an attitude adjustment. Set the atmosphere. Permeate the heavens with praise. We love to say, when praises go up, blessings go down. It's a reason they sang on the cotton fields 400 years ago. They sang themselves happy. They adjusted their attitudes. They kept their hope, holding on to the altar that there was going to be a better day. When you open up your mouth, there's a reason we start church services with praise, because some folks came in just after fighting in the car all their way to church, had a rough night, got a bad report. But as you open up your mouth and praise your God. Oh, regularly, y'all, we got to have a praise check to keep the atmosphere fresh, full of the fragrance from heaven. All this morning, I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm, no matter what. And in my last minute, let's get that fifth key in, the key to keeping your peace. Well, that last key is let God perfect you, work through you, go through your process. Let God perfect you. In Hebrew, that means mature. Let God perfect in you, work through you, go through your process. Perfecting requires pruning, ouch, purifying, woo, pressing, often causing pain. Wow, we've just been hearing a phenomenal series by Minister Kai about preaching preaching on through that pain. The process allows the pain in the process to push us to purpose. It's a necessary ingredient. We have to endure the pain while in our process. Don't get off the potter's wheel. Don't quit. Don't grow weary in God and well-doing. Hold on to God's peace. Oh, let's quickly review. When we're doing our five keys, that first P was get into position. Getting in position with God will often require us to move. It will require us to go to places, associate with new people, often change. Secondly, we got to get a godly perspective to keep our peace. We can't be moved by all the bad news we hear around us. Get those eyes of faith focused, firm, and faithful to what the Omega promise is God's given you. And know you've got to persevere. Thirdly, decide that you will persevere no matter what. You're not going to quit. If God told you, God said it, it's settled. All we got to do is walk it out, persevere. But Jesus told him to go to the other side. The only way you won't get to the other side in the midst of the storm is if you or I quit. And keep your praise going through it all. You'll drive out the demonic folks and the spirits that have come to derail you, detour you. Oh, when you keep shouting, praising, and thanking God, oh, you shift the atmosphere. And then let God perfect in you, work through you as we go through our process on our way to the prize. Oh, this morning. Choose, choose, choose that you're going to keep your peace no matter what in the midst of any and every storm. Back to you, Minister Keisha.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for that mighty, mighty word. I'm keeping my peace in the midst of the storm, no matter what. That's a declaration and a decree for us on this call today. And she has given us the five steps. God bless you for the teaching and the preaching. Father, let's go over our prayer requests, and I will call you back to give us our benediction for today. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Father. We thank you, Lord, that she's mighty in you. Father, thank you for the word, oh, Father, that flows out of her belly like rivers of living water. Thank you, Father, God, that she has poured out on today. Father God, Lord, that you pour into her and sanctify her and saturate her, Father, with your glory, oh, God. Bless her mom, oh, Father. Bless her family, oh, God. Everything that she needs and desires, Father God, we thank you that you are providing and making ways out of no ways on today. Thank you for Dr. PK. Thank you, Father, she has called a fast, oh, Father God. Thank you for this second day. Thank you, Lord, that you have great things in store, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her family, and keep her, Father. Thank you for our artist family, God, as they're on their way, Father God. Father, we ask them for traveling grace and mercies for them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you keep each and every one, Father. Keep your hand upon each and every one, Father. We thank you for Mother Josie and Mother Oliver and Mother Blackwell, Father. We thank you for Howard Harrington, Father God. We thank you for Big Girl Taryn, oh, Father Scout, Father God. We thank you for Children's Hospital. We thank you for Rosalind, Peter's family, God, and in this time, God, Minister Sharon Daughter Leslie, Father God, Minister Jackie, Father, each and every one that we have, oh, Father, listed in our hearts, Father, you know what they stand in need of, God, and we give them to you. We turn them over to you, Father, and Lord, we know that you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. To hear this powerful playback message, you can call 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. The new motivational call is next. That's 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617-POUND. That topic is cancer. We want to thank you once again. Thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for greeting everyone and opening the call with that prayer and that wonderful tag on today. Thank you again, Minister Kaylin, for ushering us into the presence of God with praise and worship. And we want to thank you again, Pastor Vanessa, for that powerful message on this morning. Can you come and close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate each and every one of you. And my prophetic instruction is I wanted to speak to your spirits, because many of us get derailed. We get distracted when the enemy does what he does, which is rob us of our peace, and we don't stay focused to head toward the prizes. This is plural, that God has for us. So I pray and speak and decree over your lives that no matter what stance will be in you to keep your peace, as many of us are going through this time of consecration, we'll keep our peace so that we can hear and obey the word of God. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your word, that we know it is planted in good soil in the hearts of these, your people. We thank you for your shalom peace. Father, I speak in a decree over the doorpost of their heart, their homes, their going in and their coming out. And as we leave this call, we go out more determined than ever to be your peacemakers, to let that shalom peace shine wherever we go, to hold on to these five principles and keys and unlock the many doors of life that the havocs of confusion and calamity has tried to cloud. Oh, we thank you for clarity. And we will, with all we do, all we say, everywhere we go, give you and you alone all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Let's go out, have an absolutely awesome day, and be producers of peace wherever you go. Be blessed. Bye-bye.